In Syria, civilians have been ordered to leave the city of Latakia. Anti-government activists say Syrian troops have told people in the port city to get out or be treated as hostile. The bombardment of Latakia is reported to have killed at least 30 people. It's the latest assault in the six-month-long Syrian military crackdown against protesters. Correspondent Ben Gilbert is following the story from Beirut, Lebanon.
More gunfire in Latakia. This video was purportedly shot around 5 this morning in Latakia. The neighborhood is dark except for just a few small lights. Gunfire echoes through nearby streets. Someone off camera says, live intense shooting after morning prayer and heavy machine gun fire in Latakia. Government forces have attacked Latakia by land and sea for the past 3 days. One resident of northern Latakia, who asked to be called Ninar for security reasons, says gunfire kept her awake all night.
I'm near an area called Knenas that witnessed a terrible gunfire the whole night. There were explosions, there was gunfire.
It was exactly like a war. Just crazy, crazy gunfire, crazy explosions.
And do you know what those explosions are coming from? Are you?
I guess these are heavy weapons and some kind of bombs.
The neighborhoods in and around an area called Ramal al-Janubi in southern Latakia appear to be taking the brunt of the military attack. Ninar says activists from that area tell her that many Syrians have been wounded there and there aren't enough doctors to treat them.
There are many, many, many wounded. They can't cure them because there's no hospital. There is a terrible lack of doctors. There's no nurses. Many wounded are threatened with death because they can't take them to hospitals.
There's also a Palestinian refugee camp in Ramal al-Janubi. UN spokesperson Christopher Gunness says his office is getting a disturbing picture of what's happening there.
We have reports that more than half of the camp is home to 10,000 Palestinian refugees. More than half of them have fled. Some were told to leave by the Syrians, others simply fled. We have no idea where these people are. We have no idea how many of them are wounded, are dying, are elderly, are women, are children.
Gunness says there's been no response to the UN's appeals for immediate humanitarian access to the camp. Activists and rights groups say electricity, water, and phone lines have been cut to many neighborhoods in Latakia. Activists say that when people try to flee, the security forces shoot at them and many civilians have been detained. The Syrian government, through its mouthpiece, Syrian State TV, says it's fighting armed men who are terrorizing local residents. But some people in Latakia say the only armed men on the streets are government security officers and their paid thugs. One resident reached by email says Syrian security forces are shooting at random from 12 SUVs they're driving around the city. Ninar says one car full of men drove down her street last night and shot bullets just to terrorize people.
Last night, one car have entered my streets and it shooted a number of bullets. This happens every single day, every single night. They go in the streets, they shoot.
And yet, time and again, Syrian forces have withdrawn from cities, only to find demonstrators returning to the streets. This video was purportedly taken in the southern city of Dara yesterday. The army entered the city months ago and then pulled most of its forces out, but the protesters have come back. Usama Safa of the Lebanese Center for Policy Studies says the brutality of the crackdown shows the regime is running out of options.
The regime is clearly desperate. Extremely confused and trying to use the last cards that it has.
The international outcry over the Syrian crackdown has grown louder as the death count has mounted. Assad's regime is also facing further diplomatic isolation. The UN Security Council is due to hold a special meeting on Thursday to discuss human rights and the humanitarian emergency in Syria. But China and Russia say they'll veto any Security Council resolution against Syria. For the world, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.